Keys begin a short three-game homestand with the Lynchburg Hillcats tonight. Kyle Hewson with Zach Lowther, who made his Carolina League debut a couple of nights ago. And Zach, you went four innings in your outing. Overall, how would you assess your first Carolina League start?
It wasn't how I wanted to start, but just getting out there was fun. Being in front of new defense and everything, seeing new hitters was really good for me. I think going forward, it's going to be something that I remember, but really something to work off of too.
Did you notice a difference between the hitters in low A versus the Carolina League? Because it seemed like the Blue Rocks were able to work a lot of deep counts against you.
Yeah, I think just my ability to get behind in counts kind of helped them, but being able to read their swings, they were getting some better swings off me on pitches that normally wouldn't got those type of swings, but being able to assess that and learn from it is something that I'm going to take moving forward and just really take the approach that these hitters are better, so I have to be better too.
You were talking about your breaking ball after the game and how you just weren't able to locate it quite as well as you would have liked, but when that happens, because it is inevitably going to happen in some starts, what's the adjustment that you have to make as you attack hitters?
Well, if one pitch is eliminated, you really got to be that much better with the other two pitches. So for me, being able to locate fastball and changeup early in counts and early in the game and establish that is going to be big for me, especially if my curveball is down that day. Going forward, I know that my curveball is going to be there, so just working on it each week is going to be big for me, and being able to show that I do have that pitch is going to make me that much more effective.
Before you were called up to Frederick, you had a very successful start down in Delmarva. What was the key to your success down there?
Just attacking hitters, not trying to work around the plate, just working on the plate and really going after them. That was the third time I've seen that team, and, you know, it's hard to have success the more times you see a team, and just being able to stay with my stuff and just attack them was big key for me.
Your first start in the South Atlantic League, you threw six no-hit innings. How much did you want to go out in that seventh inning? Was there a lot of talk about you know, trying to go out and continue that?
That first game was kind of, it was nice, but, you know, early in the year, especially on cold nights like it was, being able to go out and throw six no-hit is something in itself, and being on a pitch count, that all plays into it. But yeah, I would have liked to go out there, but, you know, we're that early and I still got how many more starts to go, so, you know, I was fine coming out of it, and I know the bullpen guys were able to come in and shut it down, so just being able to have a successful first start was a big key for me.
Following your outing against the Blue Rocks, the Keys had Zach Britton toss, and Buck Britton, his brother, was your manager down in Delmarva. Were you able to talk to Zach a little bit about Buck?
Yeah, I just told him that Buck was an awesome manager, and just being able to you see a lot of similarities on how they act and their personalities, and it was just weird to see how they're so similar.
Coming out of spring training for you, what was the message from the Orioles? Was it, hey, you know what, we're planning on moving you up quickly, or was it just go out and try to attack the game as you normally would?
More just attack the game as you normally would. The plan for me was to start there and prove myself worthy to move up. So just being able to go each start to start and just kind of work on stuff and get better. And I think I had the opportunity to do that in Delmarva, which was a good starting point for me. And being able to have the success early was a big point that I wanted to go out there and do. So being here in Frederick now is a reward, but also just another step in the process.
The guy that followed you yesterday was Mike Bauman, who you saw early on in Delmarva too. Seeing his first start, well, his third start in the Carolina League, but the first that you've seen, is that pretty much the same Mike Bauman that you saw down in Delmarva?
Yeah, Mike's always been dominant. He can go through innings like anything, and just week in and week out, he just gets better and better with all four pitches, and his ability to control the game is really fun and just really good to watch. It's good baseball, it's good tempo, and he's one of my good friends, so I love watching him go out there and compete.
Kyle Hewson with Keys pitcher Zach Lowther. And Zach, you went to college at Xavier. How'd you end up going to school there?
Really, it was just the recruiting process, and as a sophomore in high school, you play a couple tournaments down in the Cincinnati area, and coach ended up seeing me, offering me, and I took some visits other places, and Xavier was just the perfect fit for me.
Did you grow up a fan of Xavier, being from Ohio, or what team were you a fan of growing up?
To be honest, I was always a Buckeyes fan, for football, but I never really paid that much attention to college baseball until I started getting recruited and looking into college baseball. And I didn't know Xavier outside of their basketball team. So for me, it was a new school, and I really liked the campus. It's beautiful. And the coaches there were just unbelievable. They had a plan from day one, and I think we executed the way that they wanted to.
A couple other guys on the team are from Ohio, and Mike Burke and TJ Nicktine. Did you play against or with either of those guys going up through high school?
I never played against them in high school. I played against TJ in college my junior year, and I actually went to middle school with Mike Burke. He was a couple grades older than me, but I didn't know that until I got introduced to him this year. So just seeing familiar faces is really nice.
Kind of funny how the baseball world works. It's such a small world running into guys. You know, you were drafted in the competitive balance round out of Xavier, obviously. What was going through your mind leading up to the draft? Did you know you were going to be drafted that high? Or kind of what was your feeling as you led up to that draft day?
The whole draft experience was awesome. I think a lot of teams were telling me third round, and I was ready for that. Anyone that wanted to take the chance on me, I was ready to give them everything I got. And the Orioles ended up calling on the first day, and it was really fun. There was a big party, and my agent took care of everything. So it was really relaxed on my end, and just a really great experience for me and my family.
Final question I'll ask you, what is something about Zach Lowther that we're not going to be able to see from a stat pack or a media guy, maybe just a fun fact about you?
Ooh, I like hanging out with these guys. Being on the road is something that I really enjoy. I know some guys look at it as a grind, but I think it's fun to visit these new places, see different towns, and really just experience life and traveling, and it's fun for me. I like that.
Well, you definitely see a lot of new places in the minor leagues traveling by bus. Zach, appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Zach Lowther, Keys starting pitcher. We'll be back with the Comfort in starting lineups in just a moment.